The 4CA Facebook page is on fire at the moment. A little rant I posted a couple of days ago has absolutely gone ballistic across social media. It was all about, youth crime, of course, but really focused on, in the last couple of weeks, it seems there's been a helicopter up in our skies on a fairly regular basis, including on Monday. It was up in the air for a couple of hours. I tracked down a flight path of that chopper. It's just a huge mess of a squiggle right over Cairns. It was chasing a stolen car right all over the suburbs. Quite extraordinary scenes. Here in Cairns, as I said in this post, helicopters patrolling our skies feels more like downtown Los Angeles than suburban Cairns. And I just posted, I put some questions in to Cairns MP Michael Healy. We haven't heard back, which is a bit of a common occurrence these days. Just questions like, how much has the Queensland government spent on helicopter services for police operations in Cairns this year? And also, would the government consider trialling, looking at some kind of remote bush camp, a boot camp, a work camp, whatever you want to call it? But as I said, still no response there from Michael Healy. Well, we put it out to you, the Facebook audience, the 4CA audience, and as I said, huge amount of comments, nearly 100 comments on that post already. So we've got Murray Jones, host of 4CA Breakfast Show in studio, just to run through some of those comments. We had to handpick a few, given there were so many. Murray, what are the people saying?
Hey, good afternoon, Gavin. It's been one of those issues that's obviously been on the boil for a while. Denise Smith said, it's a sad, sad town now. Older people are afraid to go out and afraid to stay home in their locked up houses. They install security measures but still have trouble sleeping at night because of all the break-ins. Something needs to be done and soon, because it's now the idiots are running the asylum and freely too. Interesting last comment, but I mean, I think she's making a valid point with respect to people being too scared to go out, too scared to stay in as well.
Such a violation, I guess, if it's happened to you, if you've had your car stolen or broken into. It's a feeling that lingers with you for a very long time. And I guess as she's saying there, particularly if you're a little bit elderly, you might be living on your own. So, yeah, she's pretty spot on there. What else are people saying, Muzz?
What about Patricia? Good luck with getting answers to your questions from Michael Healy. I had a cousin who was put into a bush boot camp and now says it was the best thing that happened for him. He wouldn't be here today otherwise.
Very interesting. Okay. I'm incredulous as to why the state won't even consider looking at a model for a bush camp. Now, I don't know what the best model is, and obviously you'd need to adapt it to suit Queensland. But what do you think, Muzz? Should the government at least, because what they're doing now clearly isn't working.
Look, it's traditionally been a left versus right argument, but I think both sides of the argument are equally to blame with respect to what is basically a breakdown in society. That really is the issue, I think, at the end of the day.
But what about, geez, you sound like a politician there, Muzz, avoiding my question. What do you reckon about a remote bush camp?
Well, look, you know, there has been issues with it in the past. I think if it's properly done, and I guess you've got the measures there, because, you know, you need to, I guess, have a situation where people feel comfortable, you know. Look, it's coming back to some of the issues that have happened in the past, and I'll be straight with you, with respect to actually abuse of children, even sexual abuse. So as long as they're run properly, but, you know, unfortunately, some of the institutions that we've had in the past, which are not that dissimilar to what we're talking about, unfortunately, they end up being hotbeds of abuse. So as long as there's a balance there.
Well, surely there are examples around the world that we can take lessons from, that we can learn and adapt it to our own model, to not even have a trial. I know that, look, I don't agree with a lot of what the Katter Party says, but on this issue, Robbie Katter certainly, I think, is pretty spot on to say that, look, we need something. We need an alternative to Cleveland Youth Detention Centre, because that clearly isn't working. That's just a revolving door, a bit of a holiday camp, in fact.
And look, detention centres, you know, unfortunately, are not the answer. There certainly needs to be some other form of model, and I think it certainly does need to be looked at, but I guess it needs to be properly monitored. So unfortunately, some of the issues are just not perpetuated.
All right. Any other feedback there from our Facebook post?
Dan McCarthy, are the four Labor MPs for Cairns area still alive? Anyone seen them in recent history, or have they moved to Brisbane to be closer to their masters? Just asking for the couple of 100,000 people in FNQ who don't have a state MP.
Right. Fairly to the point there, Dan McCarthy. Very good. What else?
Fraser Bruce, why isn't there a tracking app built into cars from the manufacturer that can be activated when a car is stolen? It could also bring the car into a gradual stop at lights flashing. It can't be that hard. That's a practical solution.
Interesting, interesting point. You know,
and I think that's one of the things that I do have concerns about, certainly some of the Facebook posts. They're just so polarizing. Mm. Let's look at positive things. And certainly there are technologies that can disable. So, you know, I think some of these things need to be looked at.
Surely with our technological advances in the world, there's some way to do it. Obviously, you'd have to be pretty careful about how you use something like that. But yeah, certainly it's a good suggestion. Anything else?
Julie, is there any representation for our region when the state government gets together in Brisbane? It sure as hell doesn't seem like it. Four elected representatives and none game enough to do more than nod their car dashboards, dog ornaments. What a waste of taxpayer money.
Bit of a common theme coming through there, a lot of anger, and it surprises me that they just, you know, I mean, I invite certainly Michael Healy numerous times onto the show to talk about youth crime. To her credit, the Youth Justice Minister, Leanne Lienard, has been on my show in the past. I thought that was a great chat, in-depth chat with her. So, I don't know, putting their heads in the sand on this issue is just going to make people angrier.
An interesting one too, Julia Howard, I'm a person who believes strongly that no matter how long it takes, the offender needs to pay back the money they stole or the cost of damage to cars or property. It may take 5 years or 20 years, but some of their pay or welfare needs to be used to compensate victims.
Well, again, I mean, it's a practical idea. It's a practical solution. Mm. I think that's what we need more of, don't we? We know the scale of the problem.
Yeah.
There's no point banging on and on about how bad it is. We know that already. So I love hearing those practical ideas, potential solutions.
And look, you know, I think that that is actually quite a good idea because I guess there is such a cost to the system and certainly the cost to victims. There's no doubt about that. So I guess, you know, justice should not just be done. It should be seen to be done as well. And I think those type of things are certainly worth considering as well. Gavin Sackley, wish politicians would stop the blame game and actually do something before the public have to. Don't think the public has to, you know.
But that's a, it's an interesting point though, Muzz. I mean, there's lots of, I guess, murmurs about some kind of vigilante action, which we don't want, of course. But
yeah, because public cannot be the judge, the executioner, the whole lot.
But
you know?
It shows
the
what
judge,
people have,
jury, and executioner.
It
you know?
Shows what people have come to, though. They feel that there's no alternative. They're not getting results. They're not getting answers.
But that alternative has got to be far worse. People cannot put themselves be judge, jury, and executioner. That is a real breakdown in society if it comes to that.
I know, but
we
it
need
shows.
To have those pillars that are basically back up, you know, when it comes to truth and justice. People, I mean, you know,
but doesn't it show
justice.
The level of anger? It shows the level of anger that people are willing to go to.
Yeah, sure. I agree, and I understand there's the level of anger there. But, you know, why betide the day that we actually come to that? That is a complete breakdown in society if it comes to that, though. I'm sure it won't, but unfortunately, you hear that talk, and it's kind of tough talk, and I can understand why people are upset, but it's not, you know, even the police suggest that anyone who does that type of thing, they would be jumped on from a great height, as my father used to say. And look, you know, coming back to what my father used to say, that I think is often some of the issue too, because there's systemic issues, there's family issues, there's respect, and there's also discipline issues. You know, can you imagine how many times I got the strap and the wooden spoon?
And you turned out all right.
Yeah, of course I did. Yeah, right.
Very good. All right, it's a massive debate. And as I said, I guess at the start there, I think we need to move beyond complaining about the issue because we all know full well how bad it is. It's now time to look to solutions, but also trying to get these local MPs. They're the ones in power. They're the ones in government. Labor's been in government for 21 of the past 24 years. Including the last 7 years. It'll be 9 years by the time the next state election rolls around. So it's very hard for them to push the blame elsewhere. It falls squarely with them, with the state government. They need to listen. They need to listen to the community. I'd like to see a bipartisan approach here. Just look, everyone lay down their political guns and just have a round table, get together, Float all ideas. Put all ideas on the table because it's just not working at the moment.
Because I think that's one of the key issues. It's become such a polarised left-right debate. Let's get in the middle because we don't want to become the United States, like the United States in so many ways.
Very good. All right. Catch Murray Jones on The Breakfast Show Monday to Friday here on 4CA. Thanks, Muzz.
Have a great weekend.